Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today, we're playing against one of them London clubs, a club we dislike so much, Chelsea away. Tuesday night, 7:30 kickoff. I'm looking forward to it. But before we jump into any pre-match conversation, as always, let's take a look at last week's game. Friday night, under the lights at Elland Road, it was Nottingham Forest at home. Now, a great result to start the weekend. 9 points clear going into the weekend. It was just nice to be a Leeds United fan and finally be relaxed about a Saturday and a Sunday without having any stress whatsoever. It was good. But, of course, there's a negative. Results didn't really go in our favour, and I'm talking about Palace and West Ham there. We maybe could have done with Burnley trying to do over West Ham or even get a draw against them just so we could be 8 points clear at a minimum. But to be fair, Burnley, I think they're dead and buried. West Ham are expected to get 3 points against them, so it's fair enough. Palace pulled the result out against Brighton. I was hoping they'd be one of the teams that would start dropping back a bit and maybe even fall behind us, seeing as we were level on points with them before Saturday or before their kickoff on Sunday. So a bit guttering, those two results. It would have been nice to have a bigger cushion and also bring Palace into it, but you can't complain. We won 3-1. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game. Leeds United 3, Nottingham Forest 1, and wow, what a game. Good win. Bit disappointing to not get a clean sheet, but when you win a game in the fashion that we did, relatively comfortably, 3 goals, you can't complain really. Every single player had a great game. There's probably not a single player that I could point a finger at and said, yes, they played badly. I thought everybody played great. It was a great response from what was the battering against Arsenal, where there was probably a concern for a knock of confidence, but it's a great result. 9 points clear as it stands. It's okay. We might be getting there. Come on, Leeds!
So, yeah, good spirits, you know, after what was really a great win against Nottingham Forest, a relegation rival, just to knock them back a bit, you know. Because now they're a bit shaky. Their fans aren't really on side with Dyche. They didn't like what he was doing. And we've been there before. And usually it doesn't end well. So fingers crossed that result turns to be huge when we get to the end of the season. But for now, let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. Here we go, it's Merv Awards time. So if you want to know how this works, I'll go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Nottingham Forest. I'll rate each and every one out of 10. And then at the end of the season, we're going to see who wins the Merv Award. So let's get stuck into it. We'll start with Carl Darlow in goal. So a good response, a great response from Darlow after what was really a nightmarish game against Arsenal where you could probably say he was at fault for a minimum of 2 of the 4 goals. He didn't have a great game whatsoever, so it was important against Nottingham Forest. He bounces back, and you know what? He did. He pulled out some great saves. He looked composed. He looked fine. Solid game from Darlow, giving him a 7. We'll move into the back line now. So starting with the back three, Rodon and Justin, both giving them 8s. I thought they had fantastic games. They looked solid. Don't get me wrong, at the end, we let in that header, but it can be forgiven considering they played so well for the majority of the game and we were 3-0 up at the time, so didn't really have anything to worry about. Pascal Schreik alongside him, giving him a 7. I thought he was the weakest link out the back line. I just didn't think he was that good. And it's kind of been a thing with Pascal recently where his performances haven't really looked top, but he's managed to get by. And I thought against Forest, although collectively the defence was pretty good, I thought Strike looked a little bit out of place at times. So I've given him a 7. Bogle, giving him an 8. Great going forward. Just good football again from Bogle. It's what you want from him. Goodmanson, giving him an 8. Some of those runs in the first half were fantastic. It cooled down a bit in the second half, as expected, because he worked his backside off in that first half. But the runs that he was doing, fantastic. What a player Goodmanson is. He's got an 8. Aronson, giving an 8. He was winning fouls in that midfield. His technical ability was fantastic. He was quick. So, so solid. Giving him an 8. Ampadu, 8 as well. Solid Ampadu performance. It's what we love to see. Gruev alongside him, giving him an 8 as well. He had a fantastic game. 2 assists. I've probably shortchanged him here. I probably should have given him a 9. 2 assists. The first one, what an over-the-top ball that is into Bogle. And the second one, great curling effort into Calvert-Lewin. And Calvert-Lewin's finish. Wow, that's what you want from your number 9. Gruev, that's probably his best game this season in a Leeds United shirt. Calvert-Lewin giving him an 8. A great finish with the chest. A lot of his play was fantastic, you know, making it hard for their defence. That's what he did. And overall, that's probably why we won the game 3-1. Noah Okafor, he's gone down as my man of the match. That first half performance from Okafor, wow. Wow. That's all I can say to that is wow. What a game he had. He was battling for every ball. He was running at players with it, which I've been begging him to do for so, so long because it was getting so frustrating with him. It's like, Okafor, I know how good you are with the ball at your feet, so bloody use it. And he did. He got himself a goal in the end, albeit a rebound, but he was in the right place at the right time. But such a good game from Okafor. I've given him a 9. He's my man of the match. And then coming off the bench, we had 3 players, but they didn't really do too much. Bornal, Longstaff and James giving them all 6s. I mean, I just breathed over James there, but it was great to see him back. Hopefully he can be a bit of a difference maker for us when we get into the final few weeks of the season. So, I've done all the talking about last week's game against Nottingham Forest, which was a great win. Let's talk about today's game against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. So, jumping into Daniel Farke's press conference, what did we find out? Injuries-wise, DCL and Gruev, both have illnesses, but they should be okay for today's game. Strike will miss today's match. Sadly, it just throws a bit of a spanner in the works for who goes into that back three now. Are we going to see a bit of a change in there? And Stack will be back for the Villa game, hopefully. That's what he said. So, after Birmingham, we're going to have Stack back. Strike's going to miss today. But overall, we have a pretty healthy squad at the minute. So, less injuries, that's what we like to see. But hopefully, DCL and Gruev just get some paracetamol down them, have a good night's sleep the night before, and fix themselves up ready for Chelsea away. So, now that we know that, he didn't really say much else about anything else. It was a pretty bland press conference. I mean, it was a Monday, so he probably wasn't feeling too up for it. But let's go into the starting 11. So who I'd go for and what I think Daniel Farke will line up with. So I'd go with Darlow in goal, Goodmanson, Justin, Beal, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Aronson, Gruev, and Okafor and DCL up front. So I'll start with the obvious ones first. Okafor and DCL, I think, especially after the Nottingham Forest game, it'd be a bit disappointing to drop them, so I think keep them up there. Ampadu, Aronson and Gruev worked so well together, and I think they will today, so it's best keep that good form in midfield with those three players. And then moving on to the back line, so I've gone with Goodmanson and Bogle taking up the full-back positions, and the back three of Justin, Beal and Rodon. It's going to be difficult because Farke did say he likes playing with a left-footed centre-back. He really enjoys playing Pascal because he's left-footed. So just because Justin can play on the left, I'd probably put him there, but that's probably the strongest like central three we can go with. I wouldn't put Bornal instead of Justin because I think Justin has proved that he's better in that back three than Bornal. And hopefully Beal is fit and match ready because I felt like we could have needed him in the final few minutes against Nottingham Forest. We didn't bring him on, but Beal is a solid player. He'll be important for us today. What I think it will be, though, so what Daniel Farke will go for, Darlow in goal, Justin, Bornal, Rodon, Goodmanson, and Jaden Bogle. Ampadu, Aronson, Gruev, and Okafor and DCL up front. So kind of the same. However, Goodmanson slotted in to the back three. And I'll tell you why I think this could happen. Because for Sweden, he plays in that back three. He plays in a back three for Sweden at the left side of the three. So I think maybe, just maybe, and the way Daniel Fark was talking about liking to play with a left-footed centre-back, I feel like we could possibly see Goodmanson come in at centre-back. However, I think it'll be a good thing as well because he'll be one of those centre-backs that, you know, runs up the pitch, you know, kind of overlaps Justin because he'll be playing left-wing back. I think it could work, but it's a bit of a long shot. But just the way he was talking about left-footed centre-backs and, of course, strikes injured, I think we could maybe see that happen. And also, I just didn't want to copy and paste the same exact team that I have. So, there you go. They're the starting 11s for today's game against Chelsea. What I'd go for, what I think it will be. Now, let's see what I think the score is going to be. So, Chelsea away. It's never really a happy place for us to go. You know, when we usually go to Chelsea, we a lot of the time come back empty-handed, albeit we score some pretty good goals there. So we can score goals at Stamford Bridge. We can contest with Chelsea as well. But there is, I think 3 points might just be a bit far-fetched. This is the problem because this is a good Chelsea side. Rossini has made them win 4 on the bounce in the league, and they do have a good solid squad. So they have the chance to make it 5 today. Will they make it 5? No. I don't think they will. I think we're going to go to Stamford Bridge. We're going to put in a nice, solid, physical performance against those blue boys from London. And I think we're going to come away with a point. I think we'll get a point today. We've beaten them before. Why can't we go to their bit and at least get a point? My score prediction for today's game against Chelsea is 1-1. Leeds United, 1 point. And we maintain our solid run of form. Come on, Leeds. Right then, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match conversation ahead of tonight's game against Chelsea. Now, let's go to the wiser view and let's see what Dad says ahead of Chelsea.
Good morning, lad. Dad here with today's prediction for tonight's game. I have clocked that despite actually being on a good run that Chelsea are, that we are scoring goals and they're conceding. However, they have scored a ton of goals also. So I would predict for tonight, if we can keep that form, the way we played against Forest, and yeah, sure, Forest are rubbish, but if we can play that and a little bit more because we're away at Chelsea, I think this will be a high scoring game. I think hopefully not a result like Newcastle, but I reckon a 3-3 or even a 2-2 because they can't defend this Chelsea team. They concede. I'm going to lock in and I'm going to go 2-2.
Well, there we go, LFU. Dad feeling a 2-2 draw. So we're both going for Leeds United to come away from London with 1 point. That wouldn't be bad at all. But there we go, LFU. All the pre-match conversation is done. It's time for the game. Make sure to follow our socials, Lad to Leeds on Insta and on X. If you're off down to London today, go enjoy it. Go have some fun. Chelsea away. Get a bit leery. Let's hope we batter them. If you stayed inside your nice warm house or you're off to the pub or you're listening on the radio whilst you're stuck in traffic or something, have an equally as good time. We'll have fun no matter what. Come on, Leeds. Let's go batter Chelsea and come away from London with some points. Come on, Leeds!